Federal investigators say they found no evidence of intentional wrongdoing leading up to the Staten Island ferry crash on Saturday, nor have they uncovered any other indication of what went wrong. WNYC's Matthew Sherman has more.
City officials who run the ferry system are blaming mechanical failure for the accident. A member of the National Transportation Safety Board, Robert Sumwalt, called that speculation, but he offered reporters no evidence suggesting human error. He said video footage showed crew members alert in the critical moments leading up to the crash, undistracted by electronic devices. He also said the ferry captain slammed the throttle back as far as it could go to get the engines to run in reverse, but to no avail. The only unusual circumstance, it was the captain's second day as captain and his first day working with this particular crew, but he had piloted ferries thousands of times across the harbor as assistant captain. For WNYC, I'm Matthew Sherman.
37 people were injured in the accident, though just four seriously enough to be hospitalized. The investigation will continue today, though the safety board doesn't expect to reach any conclusions for weeks.